If you don't know someone serving in the U.S. military, it can be easy to forget that the U.S. still has troops serving in Afghanistan and Iraq. More than 13,000 of them are there now. One group rotates in, another rotates out, year after year. So at bases across the country, commanders like Colonel Patrick Work fire up the troops before they fly out.
It doesn't matter what your worldview is. You put yourself, your own ideas on the back burner. And you do what the nation needs you to.
1,700 soldiers of the 82nd Airborne stood to hear his speech at Fort Bragg in North Carolina. They're expected to leave for Iraq sometime after Christmas. WUNC's Jay Price spoke with one of them who was packing to go.
Sergeant Nathaniel Rivett has the things he'll need for the next 9 months of his life spread across the floor of his tiny apartment near Fort Bragg. Clothes, toiletries, and military gear in neat stacks and rows of Ziploc bags.
So what I like to do is always pack my heavy items in the bottom.
Rivett is 26 years old and comes from central Maine, which he misses. He misses the snow and the skiing and watching his kid brother play hockey. But he loves the military life, so here he is, packing up 230 pounds of stuff.
I have waterproof socks, throw a dryer sheet in them just to remind me of home when I open them up. Kind of a morale boost overseas.
His group will replace soldiers from another army unit who are rotating home. The mission is to help Iraqi forces fight ISIS with things like artillery and battlefield intelligence, generally staying well back from the front lines. But the new U.S. president will take office within days of Rivett's arrival in Iraq, and no one knows what changes that might mean. Rivett doesn't have a girlfriend or kids, so leaving is easier than it could be. But he still thinks about the dangers of deployment.
It's really going to hit home once you're on that plane. That's when it kind of sinks in, like, hey, this is, you know, it's real. This is actually happening. So you kind of start questioning, like, hey, like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't have put this on hold, like, you know, meeting someone or starting a family. Like, even though I'm 26 years old, there's a lot of life experiences I haven't really experienced yet.
Hey, Mom.
He's checking with his mother, Maria Rivett, before heading home one last time before he deploys.
Just calling. Looking forward to seeing you guys at the end of the week.
When you come home, I'd like to get a real tree, okay?
Oh, a real Christmas tree. Yeah, that's terrific.
As he packs, Rivett says he thinks a lot about how to look out for his family while he's deployed.
Not focusing on what you're doing, but how you are, and not telling your mom that you're going on patrol, like a dismounted patrol, or you have a mission coming up. Also, you know, just the tone of your voice goes a long way.
He knows stuff like that because this is his third combat deployment. His first two were as a Marine in Afghanistan. Then he left the military. But he missed the camaraderie. He even missed deployments.
You know, you don't have the distractions of cell phones or, you know, instant access to social media. So you really value and invest a lot of time into your personal relationships with some of your peers as well as subordinates. And you really get to know people and understand them. And you make some just wonderful friends.
Life with the distractions stripped away. And a vital purpose.
You know, when you're back home, all you can think about is going back on the next deployment. And when you're on deployment, all you think about is going back home. So it's kind of a weird cycle. But
1,700 soldiers going over. Boots on the ground, as we call them. People who will miss their moms and friends and watching their kid brothers play hockey. And even the smell of fresh laundry. For NPR News, this is Jay Price in Fayetteville, North Carolina.